This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Rob Johnson. How are you, Rob?
I'm doing great, Robert. Great to be on the show today.
And Rob is the CEO of Vertiv. Now, Vertiv, really interesting. It is probably the only $4 billion company with 20,000 people that not everyone knows about, but the work you're doing is of real significance. Talk about what the brand is.
Yeah, sure, Robert. What we do is we protect the critical networks around the world, starting with the telecommunication networks, whether it's wireless. We work with the telecoms across, whether it's China Telecom, AT&T, British Telecom. We provide the base power, thermal management, and security. It allows those radios to work, to allow the networks to happen. So we start there. And when you go from there, we go into the data centers. Everybody's heard about the cloud, right? You go to Amazon or Google or Microsoft. People are using Teams and Zoom. All those things are processed in a data center. So the computers where they're housed are in these data centers that we provide uninterruptible power to. We provide thermal management, and we provide security. So we're really the foundation of the Internet and the foundation of the communications that during this pandemic, you know, everyone's needing, especially when they're working from home.
And I'm sensing that now more than ever, we realize the significance of security, of bandwidth. What exactly are you doing?
Well, what we physically do is provide the enclosures at the base of cell towers with, again, the power, the thermal management, and security to allow those radios to be able to communicate and keep them running. From a data center perspective, your data is growing at about 20% a year. And now through this pandemic, the use of whether it's Xbox or Zoom.
It's going to be way more than 20%.
It is.
And it's going to be geometric for sure.
It is. And we're really excited about it. But because we're doing these centralized data centers, we all are now experiencing working from home this thing called latency. When your screen spins or Absolutely. You have a delay. And that's really driving a big thing that we do, and that's edge data centers. That's putting data centers out where the consumers are actually using that data. So whether early on with companies like Netflix, where they had to have local data centers in cities, we do those types of things. We do the physical building. We do the physical power and cooling for Netflix and other products like that to be able to eliminate that latency. We all hate that spinning screen when we go to access a film or go to access something on our phone.
And I bet as we move into 5G, that's going to grow dramatically in significance with latency.
Yeah, 5G is as you know, in its early days, but we're heavily involved with that because 5G requires a different set of power and a different set of requirements and environment. And, you know, it's no secret China announced to get themselves out of some of the economic woes, a big investment in 5G. And we've seen that happen in other places of the world. So the pandemic is really driving some infrastructure investments, which is great for us, but great for the world, because what it does is it allows for applications that are latency sensitive. You know, ultimately, there'll be autonomous vehicles out there, local drones doing delivery. All that needs local processing, and that needs things like 5G to make that really happen and come together.
So when you're talking about things like reanchoring, I know that you've an entrepreneurial background and mindset, and you talk about things like, and I know you're involved with writing a book, you know, and about business transformation. And one thing you talk about is calculated risks. And that's something one of the great entrepreneur professors, Len Green from Babson, has always talked about with me is calculated risks are at the heart of entrepreneurship. So you're now moving into a larger organization, 20,000 people, and yet you're being highly innovative, focusing a lot on R&D. How exactly are you using the entrepreneurial concepts like calculated risk when you're managing Vertiv?
Yeah. Well, great question, Robert. And we like to think of ourselves as a $4 billion startup.
I love it.
And it starts with the culture. It starts at the top. And it really starts with rewarding people to actually take risk and have failure. You know, risk gets out of a company when people get punished for failing. So we've got an environment now where it's safe, where you can actually try things and not get punished for not doing the right thing. You know, at the end of the day, I call it, the progress prevention systems the big corporations begin to have. And you have these antibodies inside that want to just slow things down. And what we've had to do is simplify our processes, flatten things within the organization, and really praise and recognize those that are willing to go above and beyond and think through things and move fast.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Rob Johnson, who is the CEO of Vertiv. And Vertiv is building the infrastructure of organizations, of enterprise. And what's interesting is you joined the company in 2016. You took over as CEO, but of all things, you did your IPO in February of 2020. That is some interesting time. And what's even more interesting is somehow it's worked out really well, the timing of that, for everyone involved.
Sure. No, and listen, Robert, we couldn't have been more lucky, but also a little bit of good in there. We pushed really hard for this IPO. You when the window opens, you have to go. And we did this through a SPAC, a special purpose acquisition company with Goldman Sachs. And it's been really good. We were private equity owned for 3 years by a company called Platinum Equity, who actually was a great partner. They actually invested in the company. So we had a really good foundation coming out. And it took us about 3 years to get ready to go to be, you know, a publicly traded company. And we're really excited about the opportunities that we have now with liquidity, the ability to do inorganic opportunities and the ability to invest, and gives us a liquidity position, especially during this downtime, be able to weather the storm and to continue to invest. So when we come out much stronger.
So when you're talking about investing, and I think you had $1.2 billion, was it?
Well, $1.2 billion, the total investment for the company between the SPAC, it was about a $2 billion buyout. Mm-hmm. But Platinum Equity still retains about 38% of the company. But the investment we're talking about is really in the R&D area and in the coverage of sales and taking care of our customers and services. So we're actually increasing and hiring engineers during this pandemic to create and develop more innovative products.
So let's talk exactly what are you planning on doing in innovation? You're really at the center of our growth. You're in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, well, one of the big limiting factors is getting data centers built. The 3 years ago, it would have taken 18 to 24 months to put a data center up. We don't have that kind of time. So the investment we're making is in modular, prefabricated solutions that can go anywhere in the world and be assembled in months. And so part of our innovation is speed. And speed is everything now. The densities are going up. The densities of the compute environment is going up. More electricity is being consumed, and things are running hotter. So the innovations are really around going fast and delivering the reliability and being able to do it anywhere in the world. Data centers aren't just growing in the U.S. We've got more opportunities in the Middle East and down in South America. So the globe is needing more data centers, and there's just not enough engineers to go design each one of these. So by doing prefabricated, modular-based designs, we can reuse that, and we can go quick, and we can deliver what the economy needs.
That is brilliant. Who came up with the idea of modular designs?
Well, I wish I'd say it was me, but we've been doing modular. The world's been doing modular for a long while, but just not really in the data center space. It wasn't perceived as, you couldn't get the reliability. There really wasn't the ability to transport these things around the globe. But what people have found is You can actually get higher reliability by doing pre-testing in the factory. A lot of the field assembly work these days actually drives defects in the product. So we're actually getting a better product faster and at a better cost to our customers.
This is Robert Reese speaking on the CEO Show. We're speaking with Rob Johnson, CEO of Vertiv. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the executive chairman of his company is one of the most beloved CEOs, and we're going to hear similarities in their business, but you'll have to wait until you come back to hear who that is. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's Data Cable Superstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we are here with Rob Johnson, the CEO of Vertiv. So we were talking about the great prefab you're doing with data centers. Let's talk about your executive chairman. Dave Cote is one of the most beloved CEOs. He joined Honeywell in like 2002, was CEO for about 15 years. And in full disclosure, I have interviewed him a couple of times, and one of the great things he did was he grew the company significantly during the Great Recession. So he is worse. He is used to managing during crisis. I'm thinking there must be some similarities between Honeywell and Vertiv and how you're involved.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have the pleasure and honor to work with Dave. I've always had a mentor and coach throughout my career. When I first met Dave and we talked about doing this deal and joining his SPAC, I really didn't know him that well. And as I got to know him, we're very similar. Like you said, Honeywell in the first 2 to 3 years was doing foundational stuff like we've done. What we really have gathered, my entire executive team have learned over the last 8 months working with Dave, is how much depth and breadth he has, and whether it's cultural development, whether it's philosophies of holding fixed costs constant while growing your business. And that seems very simple, but most CEOs don't do that. Everyone thinks, well, if I'm going to grow, I've got to add some more HR people. I've got to add some more resources in finance. And what Dave's teaching us is reengineering the process. And what we call the term, and it's his term, he has it in his book that's coming out soon, Winning Now, Winning Later. And it's about reanchoring. You've got to force your organization to reanchor and think about how to do things differently. Give them a white sheet of paper, because you get stuck in a culture that, well, we've always done it this way, or there's no better way to do it. And what Dave's taught us just in the short period of time is there is a total different way of rethinking things. And when you do that, you really move your organization.
What is that way? Describe it more.
Well, it's looking at things that, first of all, an organization can do a lot more than it actually thinks that it can. And so it's looking at things like investment in research and development, right? We're going to double our research and development dollars over the next 2 to 3 years and focus on innovation. So some of the primary things that Dave has helped us and taught us, and things that I've done throughout my career, but really Dave's focus on it, is the customer view. When you're developing the product, make sure you understand it from the user standpoint, the installer standpoint, and then the maintainer standpoint. And just some basic process things that, you know, again, seems simple, but people forget about that, and they make their business more complex. The fixed cost constant thing, holding those resources and forcing your functions to actually re-engineer those processes. And by doing that, you get more out of them, and you can grow your company without taking that fixed cost up. This recessionary time, I call it the pandemic time, but we planned ahead, and one of the things we were able to do was take the Honeywell playbook early on, and we instituted a bunch of things, whether it was discretionary spending, we took down budgets, whether it was furloughs instead of firing people. I mean, Dave's a big believer, and you'll see in his book, and when you talk to him, furloughs are much better. It's about a culture, and you know, you go fire people, well, the business is going to come back someday, and now you got to go rehire them back, versus employees appreciate the fact that they can go collect unemployment for a little bit. They still got a long-term, a long-term job. And so the way we've looked at this and gone through this is taking that playbook, and it's working out really well. And I will tell everyone that the biggest thing and the biggest mistake you can make is you got to be fully, and transparent is a word that's overused. You got to let your employees know where they're going, where you're going. You've got to really share with them and be compassionate and let them know that you understand their situation and over-communicate. And that's what Dave's really helped us think through, and we've done, and it's gone really, really well.
We have about 2 minutes left, and I want to end talking about someone who I know is an inspiration to you, your dad. So he didn't just loan you the $5,000 to start your business, which 10 years later, you sold. But he taught you a lot of things as well, like integrity. Talk about what you've learned from your dad and how you tie that in now that you're managing a $4 billion company.
Well, that's a great question. He was my first mentor and coach right out of school. In fact, prior to school, I actually, as a kid growing up, used to go out to business dinners with him and listen to how he interacted with customers and with others. What I'd say is, he taught me the value of honesty, discipline and respect. And those things, although easy to say, sometimes get hard to practice and work. And so what I've done throughout my career, and, I think anybody you talk to or knows me, is, I've always done what I said I'm going to do. And that integrity has really helped me open doors and get access to people as we moved on. He's taught me the value of customer and taking care of the customer, customer being first, regardless of the cost. Even if you're going to lose money, if you told the customer you're going to do something, you do it, you deliver it, and it comes back and pays you in spades. So that customer focus, having that high level of integrity and, really thinking big. My dad always taught me, think big. It's kind of like the Walt Disney quote, which I love. Walt Disney said it, it's kind of fun to do the impossible. And that's really what I've enjoyed in my life. If somebody says you can't do it, then figure out how to go do it. And that's how I push the organization, because it can be done. And no is not an answer. It's how can we go do it? So those are some of the things I've learned from him and really helped round me out, as the leader I am today.
Final quick question, just because when you talk about things that can't be done, the future, when we emerge post-pandemic, what will you be proudest of that Vertiv has done?
I think what I'm going to be really proud of is, and first of all, our employee base. And, my employees are out there on the front line every day and putting themselves in harm's way, whether they're out working in data centers, whether they're out servicing cell towers, whatever they might be doing. And I'm really proud of what the team has done and come together globally and focusing around, making sure our customers are safe, yet we're safe. But I think, what I'm really going to be proud of and what I'm excited about is we did continue to invest. We are hiring. We have openings. We're going to continue to innovate and collaborate with our customers. In fact, what we've learned is we're going to go back to work, but it's going to be, I say go back to work, we call it go back to office, because it's kind of offensive saying go back to work. We're all still working. It's a go back to office program, but it's going to be different. And we're going to take the things and lessons learned about how we can collaborate with our customers over things like Zoom and Teams and other tools and do that. So, I'm proud of the team and the way we've held it together and the way we've still delivered on the commitments and the fact that the stuff we're doing, allowing kids to be schooled at home and allowing, those vital companies to deliver the goods that they need to deliver, hospitals and ventilators to run with battery backup systems. So, really proud that we were able to participate. And quite honestly, some of the things we've done for local communities that really doesn't get out there in the news, but we're sending meals home with our employees to give to their neighbors, or we're giving them coupons that they can get at a discount. So it's not only our job to take care of our employees, but also help out the communities that we work within. And that's been something that, we keep quiet. We're a pretty humble company, but that's part of our responsibility as we go forward. So those types of things we're still doing. We're not cutting those out of the budget.
On that inspirational note, Rob, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Well, thank you, Robert. It was great being on, and I really appreciate it.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 4-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
America, and welcome to the CEO Show. I'm Robert Reese. We're here today with Chris Geifel. How are you, Chris?
I'm well. How are you, Robert?
Very well. And Chris is the CEO of Ventech. Now, You may never have heard the name Ventec, but this is a company at the center of everything we're doing today. They used to produce about 120 types of ventilators a month. Now they're doing 10,000 through a partnership with General Motors. We're going to talk about changing cultures, ramping up, what's happening in this pandemic. But tell everyone what Ventec is doing now, Chris.
Ventec Life Systems at its core was really some of the best minds in respiratory care brought together to think about how to solve problems for ventilator patients and their care partners differently. And so when you think about the challenges that a ventilator patient has to overcome, and these are patients that not just like COVID-19 patients who are really sick and are going to be on a ventilator for a week or two, we're really targeting people who may be on a ventilator for the rest of their life. And when you think about what a ventilator is, it isn't just breathing in and out, it's your whole respiratory system. And so our team was focused on integrating all the different technologies that ventilator-dependent patients and their families and their respiratory therapists have to navigate between to make it easier every day to live their lives.
And you have really what would be called an integrated system, which is not common in healthcare. Talk about the innovation and what is different about your product.
So we really combine six different types of medical devices into one system. So we combine a ventilator, an oxygen concentrator, a cough assist, a suction, and a nebulizer system, as well as a high flow system into one device. And so why does that matter? Well, if you're a ventilator patient and you've got to do all these therapies every day and your family has to help keep you alive, you're constantly switching between two, three, four, five, six different medical devices. Tremendously time consuming, tremendously challenging. And if you don't do them, you're likely to get sick and end up back in the hospital. So our goal was really to make life easier. Let's make everything at the touch of a button. Let's integrate everything into one small box to make it easier to leave the house. And let's cut the technology divide between the hospital and the home so we can keep people in the home. And that's really what our core mission has always been. And that's why we developed Voxa. And as we move forward and really think about what our solution set is, we really have a unique solution for COVID-19. Because again, when you have to think about keeping someone alive who loses their entire respiratory system, it's not just the inhale and exhale. It's not just the ventilator. It's every other system of your body you have to replace, which is how you digest oxygen, how you keep your airway clean and open, and of course, medication to help you get better.
So let's talk about this partnership with General Motors. Now, first of all, what a lot of hundreds of thousands of CEOs listening in want to know, before we get to the true importance, let's talk from a partnership perspective. So Ventec is not as large a company, obviously. How do you pull together a deal where you're doing something so significant in the world and partnering with General Motors? And what is the partnership like?
First, you have to recognize the need and you have to take a realistic assessment of what your team can and cannot do. When this pandemic hit, we were getting phone calls from hospitals, respiratory therapists, people around the world, and we understood the need was incredible. And as our team started to really assess what we could do, we had a plan to ramp up 5X within 90 days. And with the resources we had and the teams that we had in place and the financial resources that we had, that was an aggressive goal to ramp up 5X in 90 days. And in any environment, that would typically be incredible. As the demand really started to be understood, we were in a situation where we felt the weight of the world on our shoulders, and we wanted to solve the problem. We saw a lot of ventilator companies being nationalized across the world, and we really felt at that time like we were going to be the only solution for the United States. And when we took the assessment of understanding what the demand was and what our capabilities are, we knew we had to think outside the box. We knew we had to find a solution. And we started making phone calls. At that time, we could really have access to really anyone. And we had phone calls with some of the major manufacturing organizations around the world. We had phone calls with some of the best tech companies around the world. And we were getting a slew of opportunities to partner with people we never thought possible. The most important thing I think we did is that we interviewed and had conversations with those teams, and we truly found a culture fit and a mission commonality with General Motors in a way that we just simply did not have with others. And that culture fit and that joint mission is what made this partnership possible. From the first phone call that we had with GM discussing exactly what our challenges were, what our needs are going to be, what the demand is, and how we can work together to solve the problems, we immediately went into, here's an early problem we can solve together to test the relationship. Here's the technology, and we shared everything. And I can't stress enough how important that was to get this partnership off the ground. We held nothing back, and nor did General Motors. And it was full sharing from the get-go, all of our good and bad. And I think that really created a trust dynamic, really in the first 48 hours to 72 hours. And it also helped people understand that this is really possible. You know, before we had this conversation with GM, both people in healthcare and at GM thought this wasn't going to be possible. And by establishing that trust and creating some early activities for both teams to succeed and win on, the partnership really developed its own dynamic within 72 hours and was off to the races.
That's it.
It was incredible. And by the time we really got on the phone, and it was that weekend, I got on the phone with Mary Barra, and we were talking through what this could actually look like. We were already making so much progress as a team, and both Mary and I were encouraged by what was developing, that the rest became history.
So here you are, and you're dealing with COVID-19. You also have all of your employees. How is your culture handling all of this? What are you doing? Are you changing how you work? Everything must have been turned topsy-turvy, and now you have to ramp up in an insane way.
There are two things I think that I've seen in our culture. The first is, think about what was Ventech's culture before COVID-19. We really placed a great deal of importance around having a personal connection to our mission, a personal connection to someone who is going to be using a ventilator and their family. I can tell you almost every single person on our team knows personally someone using our device. If it isn't a family member of their own, it's someone in the field or someone in a hospital. We know people using our life support technology. And when you know somebody who depends on your work to live, to breathe,
changes everything.
It changes everything. It changes everything from how you innovate and what you get excited about, what ownership you take, how fast you move to innovate. But it also changes quality. When you know you make a mistake or you cut a corner and that could hurt someone, you don't cut those corners. And keeping people really connected to that mission has been so fundamental to everything we do. And it's what motivates people to work 20 hours a day. You know, we're a fast moving company. We expect people to work hard, but you can't force people to work hard. You get them to work hard because there's a real passion and a real mission around what we do. That's how you create sustainable cultures. And so that was paramount to everything we did. The challenge that we encountered is when you started to go into an environment, you know, we had an incredible mission, COVID-19, rapid response pandemic. And I think everyone felt that. Everyone felt that weight. But the minute you start to throw incredible, voluminous amounts of work at people, the minute you start to go from that mission of connecting to that person, the minute you start to go to, okay, we have to get 10, 20, 30, 40,000 of these widgets into our manufacturing facility to make 50,000 more widgets, it's really fascinating and dehumanizing in ways. And all of a sudden, you can start to look at a number and not the person and the mission.
And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Chris more about how you build that culture and how you innovate as a company, and then what do you do after this is over? Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Chris Kiple, who is the CEO of Ventec. And we were talking about what happened as one of the five ventilator companies in America, one of the 12, I think, globally, when all of a sudden you got a calling that you needed to be the ones to save America and help us through this pandemic and get hospitals ventilators, and you up from about 120 to 10,000 a month. So continue to talk about how you ramp up the company and how the culture changes during this.
So we were working so hard, and we were trying to create so many units, tens of thousands, which are numbers that we never contemplated. People were getting so overwhelmed by the sheer amount of work that it can become exhausting. And you can start to just focus on the task at hand.
So what do you tell them as CEO? How do you keep people focused?
You have to pause. You have to pause and connect people to the people using the device and using the technology. And in our case, the minute we got our first units off the line, the Ventec made, GM made units, they went directly into a hospital in Chicago. And pausing to tell that story, to connect the dots to the whole organization so that they knew that their work of getting those thousands of components into the device and working 20 hours a day meant something. It meant something not just to the team, but it meant something to a true hero on the ground, the hospital care worker who was getting a ventilator and had access to a ventilator, didn't have to make those choices of who gets a ventilator and who doesn't. But it also, you got to hear the story of how it was working on a patient and knowing that it was working well on a COVID-19 patient, and you were helping to save someone's life. And pausing to reconnect to the new mission, even though it was several weeks different from the last time we had a real big mission statement, was really impactful to people and kept people going and kept people pushing outside their comfort zones.
Hmm. So let's talk about at a certain point when the pandemic's over, how will you change your company, because then you're not going to need to produce all these ventilators anymore.
We have an incredible manufacturing base now. We've made incredible quality improvements. We've made incredible leaps and strides as an organization in an incredibly short period of time. We are now well positioned to think about our unique solution to change people's lives in a different way. We're now well positioned to bring that solution to more families faster, both in the United States and abroad, and that is what we're going to do.
It seems like you're keeping the core of your culture, and it's so interesting how at the heart of everything is having a personal connection with your product. And once that happens, it changes everything. And now everyone is there with a deep purpose.
It's absolutely fundamental. I can tell you how many nights I've slept on someone's couch in their home, trying to understand what that dynamic is like in the home care for the family trying to take care of a ventilator patient. I can tell you about how many nights I slept at long-term care facilities watching respiratory therapists, nurses, and dozens of patients live every single day on a ventilator. And I think every person on our team in many ways has those same experiences. And it's fundamental. It's fundamental to understand what your patients and your customers are going through to solve their pain points. And it's fundamental for you to understand the role you can play and the power you have through innovation to solve problems. And that has connected our entire team to our mission to change people's lives. And that is what is driving us forward and will continue to drive us forward.
If you could sum up the core systemically of what it means to be an innovative CEO and have innovation at the heart of your company, what is that? And what advice would you have to other CEOs on how to build innovative companies?
You have to invite people to experience the problems you are trying to solve. You have to invite people to have empathy for the patients and your customers. And you have to empower people to solve those problems. And if you do that, you can create an innovative culture. If you handle mistakes and failures and are not deterred by them, you will foster outside-the-box thinking. And if you encourage it every day, it will happen.
Let's talk the new world, post-pandemic. What is your hope of how the world will be different in a positive way? We know there's no question there are going to be countless of deaths that we just cannot stop. Even with your ventilators, there's going to be those deaths, tons. There's going to be tons of economic loss, which is a secondary thing. But there could be silver linings. What is your hope of what those silver linings would be to the world and then to Ventech?
I think there's a couple of things. The first thing that comes out of the pandemic is everyone's been pushed out of their comfort zone. And when you're pushed outside your comfort zone, you either rise to the occasion or you don't. And in a lot of cases, that's going to lead to innovation. And I hope that you're going to see a host of innovation that comes from this challenge that we're all experiencing in a different way of life. Number two thing is really around what does it mean to be a part of a company? What does it mean to be a part of a team? We never stopped working. We never went home. We never went remote. We worked every single day, and we worked harder and faster and tried to solve more problems on scales that we never contemplated. But in doing that, as we were trying to solve these problems, we were miles away from the first big outbreak in the United States. We were at the epicenter in Seattle of COVID-19, and how we looked at each other, how our culture as a company, as a team changed. We started to look at each other differently. We started to think about the community and how my actions affected someone else's actions. How do we keep each other safe? There's a lot of lip service to having a startup and having a company and treating each other like family, but I think those conversations are happening every single day right now. How we look at each other and understand how we have to perform differently to care for each other. There's going to be a whole different dynamic out there about the roles that each individual team member has on a team and the roles leadership has and the greater responsibility leadership has, not just to keep people happy and content in their workplace, but safe in their workplace and working together in different ways to solve problems together.
On that inspirational note, Chris, it is a pleasure having you on the CEO show. What is your website if someone wants to go there?
It's ventechlife.com, ventechlife.com.
Okay. And everyone listening in, we've been speaking with Chris Kiple, and here's some messages. Number one, whatever your product is, personalize it. Understand what the customer, what the patient, whoever it is going through. And secondly, if you're trying as a CEO to make a major partnership, even if it's a company 300 times your size, here is what's at the heart. Make sure there's a culture fit. Great having you on the CEO show, Chris.
Thank you. Have a great day.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.